In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks.
Party line vote, she says, you want to go do these clawbacks, you do it through regular order, and you can put rescissions into an appropriation package.
But that was, in fact, under regular order. That's the challenge, is the appropriators want to use all the rescissions, they want to put them in their bills, and then they want to spend higher on other programs. We're $37 trillion in debt, Margaret. Mm-hmm. We actually need to reduce the deficit and have a dollar of cut go to a dollar of deficit reduction. That's not what the appropriators want. And it's not news that the Trump administration is going to bring a paradigm shift to this town in terms of the business of spending.
You would acknowledge that you just added to the debt and to the deficit with this tremendous...
No, I would not acknowledge that. We reduced the
deficit. The spending and tax bill that just passed.
Correct.
And you lifted the debt ceiling.
She's back. If you want to know why the ratings for Face the Nation are taking a nosedive, you don't have to look any farther than this. Margaret Brennan. Frankly, I don't care, Margaret. She's back at it again. The most obnoxious Karen in the legacy media was back this weekend, desperately trying to one-up the Trump administration like she tried with J.D. Vance a few weeks back. And once again, she failed spectacularly.
The debt ceiling is an extension of the cap on what's needed to pay your previous bills. In terms of the bill itself, it is $400 billion in deficit reduction, $1.5 trillion in mandatory mm-hmm. savings reforms, the biggest we've seen in history.
Ouch. This woman. I mean, I'm telling you, we just had, back on the 4th of July, signed on the 4th of July, one of the most astonishing bills ever passed through Congress. The one big, beautiful bill that pushes back finally against trillions of dollars in hidden spending, special favors slipped in through at 3 a.m., making D.C. rich while you and I foot the bill. Trump wants to end that, forcing every dollar back into sunlight. That is exactly what this big, beautiful bill does. It institutes nearly $500 billion in deficit reduction, all the while it enshrines as permanent President Trump's tax cuts from 2017. It expands the tax cuts to no tax on tips, no tax on overtime pay, no tax on Social Security. And for small business owners, it has 100% expensing of capital goods, so they added 100% expensing of factories and agricultural structures. So we're going to have a boom in this country unlike anything we have seen since World War II, when we became the manufacturing giant of the world. We are making the United States the best destination for international capital, which is driving growth. So we've got tax certainty, energy independence, and deregulation that will together unleash the economy literally like never before. And hence, we can grow out of our annual deficit, not to mention the hundreds of billions of dollars that are being raised through those beautiful tariffs. That's why June saw a $20 billion budget surplus for the first time in decades. And what does Margaret try to do? She tries to argue that the one big, beautiful bill, it adds to the debt, doesn't it? It adds to the debt. You added to the debt. And she tried to defend that assertion by appealing to the accounting procedure of lifting the debt ceiling, which doesn't have anything directly to do to adding the debt. And she knows that insiders are now projecting total reductions to the debt of upwards of $6.6 trillion through tariffs, spending discipline, tax reforms over the next 10 years. The White House projects the debt-to-GDP ratio will fall to 94% by 2034 as compared to the 117% if the old path had continued, meaning a more secure American future. Even the ultra-liberal Congressional Budget Office admits that Trump's tariffs alone are set to reduce annual deficits by $2.8 trillion in the coming decade. But Margaret wasn't finished.
I want to make sure I get to the rest of this before I let you go here, because we're running out of time. You said a few weeks ago that the appropriations process needs to be less bipartisan. You only have 53 Republicans. You do need Democrats to get on board here. Is saying something like that intended to undermine negotiations? Do you actually want a government shutdown?
No, of course not. We want to extend the funding at the end of this fiscal year. We understand from a math perspective we're going to need Democrats to do
that. So what is less bipartisan?
Well, Margaret, the whole week the Democrats were making the argument that if you pass the rescissions bill, that you were undermining the bipartisan appropriations process. So if Brian Schatz and every other appropriator is making that argument for a week,
the chair of the Senate appropriations
making that argument, you have to be able to respond and say, if you're going to call a rescissions package that you told us during the month of January and February that we should use to do less spending, if you're going to say that is undermining the bipartisan appropriations process, then maybe we should have a conversation about that. That is all it was meant to convey.
But the alternative to this process is another continuing resolution, the stopgap measures. Are you open to that? Because that would lock in Biden-era funding. What is your alternative here? If you want a less bipartisan process, how do you solve for this? Because it sounds
like you're laying
the predicate for a shutdown.
We are not laying the predicate for a shutdown. We are laying the predicate for the fact that the only thing that has worked in this town, the appropriations process is broken. It leads to omnibus bills. We want to prevent an omnibus bill, and all options are on the table to be able to do that.
All options are on the table.
We need an appropriations process that functions. We're going to go through the process. We're going to work with them, and we're going to do everything we possibly can to use that process to have cheaper results for the American taxpayer.
I'm told we're out of time. Russell Vogt, thank you for your time today.
You know, gang, the good news in all this nonsense is that more people than ever recognize that what passes for journalism today is little more than just politically charged activism with a headline slapped on top of it. So that's why I turn to Ground News. It cuts straight through the noise and shows you what's actually happening. Ground News brings together headlines from over 50,000 sources across the globe. But what really makes it powerful is its transparency. You don't see just the stories. You see the political bias behind every source. You see the ownership ties. You see the coverage breakdown across the spectrum. That's why over 1 million people downloaded Ground News. I mean, see for yourself at ground.news/Steve. My favorite feature is the blind spot feed. It shows you which stories are blown up on one side of the aisle but barely mentioned on the other. So, for example, here's a story not getting much attention on the right. The percentage of Canadians who see the United States as a top threat has tripled. Now, that's right. Now, nearly 60% of Canadians say America's a threat after months of tensions over tariffs, trade, and rhetoric over Canada becoming the 51st state. And here's a story the left is ignoring. The FBI just launched criminal investigations into John Brennan and James Comey. Again, the left has almost completely ignored this bombshell story that two top former officials are now facing probes into possible misconduct and alleged false statements. So with every story, Ground News shows you the entire spectrum of who's reporting from the left, the right, and center, how reliable each source is, and who owns each outlet. It's everything the corporate press really doesn't want you to see. So right now you can get 40% off the Vantage plan, which gives you unlimited access to all the features that I personally use for about $5 a month. Just visit ground.news/Steve, click the link in the description, or scan the QR code. That's ground.news/Steve. Unfortunately for Margaret and the whole of the legacy media, the Trump administration understands fully what the term bipartisanship actually means, right? Bipartisanship does not mean Republicans and Democrats working together. Bipartisanship means that the Republicans cave to the Democrats' demands, right? The great Rush Limbaugh always used to point that out. Bipartisanship is just a fancy schmancy way of saying that Democrats get what they want. How many times did we learn that under John Boehner's speakership or Paul Ryan? All right. Do you remember those two after the 2010-2014 midterms when the GOP absolutely crushed the Democrats in the House? Did they offer anything even remotely akin to what Gingrich was able to pull off with the Contract of America back in 1994 and the Republican Revolution? Of course not. both Boehner and Ryan capitulated to the Democrats. Every single time. It was literally as if the Democrats were running the House. And how did the legacy media celebrate that? Just like what Margaret was doing there. Oh, look at that wonderful bipartisanship. Look at that, John Boehner, Paul Ryan. Look at the bipartisanship that gives the Democrats everything they want. The Trump White House is done with those days permanently. We now pass bills that are fully America first, full stop, as Ketanji Jackson would say. Full stop, right? And so that's why Russell Vogt, by the way, that is Russell Vogt, if I forgot to mention, the director of office of the Office of Management and Budget. This is why Russell Vogt is openly pointing out that the whole process, the whole congressional process is basically rigged to get that kind of pro-Democrat outcome. And we're not playing by those rules anymore. And Margaret Brennan, again, she just couldn't wrap her head around this. She's like, so then you want to shut, you're going to do a government shutdown then. You want a shutdown. This is a shutdown. And Ross Vogt is like, no, we're going to restructure the process. We're going to implement procedures to ensure that no more omnibus bills can be passed and every dime of the American taxpayer is spent wisely and sparingly. The days of the Democrats calling the shots in Congress are over. America first is the future. And the Karens and the legacy media are unfortunately learning that lesson the hard way. We are in it, gang. A historic shift is unfolding all around us. The fall of globalism, the rise of a new conservative age, and I explain exactly what's happening and why in my most important book yet, America Awakened. This book gives you the full picture, how we got here, what it means, and what you need to know to be on the right side of history. Do not wait. Go to AmericaAwakened.us and order your copy today. The next chapter has already begun.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.